The year was 1980, and the Levine family was gathered at the annual Hanukkah gathering, and all the Kinderlach are excited to get the gifts, and all the men are excited for the food, and everybody's gathered around, and the patriarch of the family lights the holy Hanukkah candles by the windowsill, and everyone's so excited. And mom opens up the windowsill, and guess what everybody sees to their shock? A bird, not just any bird, a parrot with the beak knocking on the window. And this is in the middle of Brooklyn in the middle of the winter. And the kids are like, oh my gosh, it's a parrot. It's a parrot. And the poor parrot, he looked freezing cold in the middle of the winter. So they said, Mom, Dad, can we open up the window? And mom's like, I guess. And the kids are like, we got to save the parrot. They open up the window and the parrot starts flipping and flopping and going throughout the whole house. And they finally catch the parrot and they calm him down and they put him in a little cage. And they light the Hanukkah candles. And they decide they're going to find the owner of the parrot. So after that first night of Hanukkah, they put signs up around the whole community. And they, you know, go around everywhere. Did you lose a parrot? Did you lose a parrot? And nobody lost a parrot. Nobody even knows anyone with a parrot in this place in Brooklyn. So one of them, Ben, the 10-year-old, has an idea. Ben, who was actually the one who said, let's save the parrot in the first place, says, what if the parrot says something? So the parrot happened to say one thing over and over and over again. It said, Tzipira gei shlippin. Tzipira, go to sleep. That's what So Tzipira, go to sleep. So first of all, they know that it's a Jewish bird, right? Because probably not other birds are speaking Yiddish. So then they go around the whole community. Do you know a Tzipira, Tzipira, right? Which means bird. But no, alas, they can't find the bird. And finally, the mom says, okay, we tried our hardest. They went to the police station. We're going to keep the bird. And that's what it was for many years. This was the family bird of this family. For many, many years, everyone grows up. But the bird, Tzipira Gishlipin, is still there. Until 9 years later, Ben is now going to college. And he goes to a university in Boston. And it's his first Hanukkah away from home. And he's a bit lonely. So he decides to go to Hillel, and he goes to the Hanukkah party by Hillel. There's 200 Jewish students there, and at first they light the candles, and the rabbi gives a speech, and it's very serious. And the end of the night, everyone's kind of just chilling out and sharing stories. So Ben decides he's going to tell the funny story he always tells about the bird that they found in Hanukkah, which they named Miracle, because they found it on the first night of Hanukkah. And he tells the story of Tzipira Gishlipin. And at the end of the story, there's a girl that's staring at Ben. And Ben was too shy to go over to her because she's very beautiful. But she keeps staring at him. And Ben's like, did I say something insulting? What happened? And Tzipira goes over to Ben and says, that's my bird. I'm Tzipira. And Ben is in shock. And they start laughing. And then they start arguing. And then they start laughing. They say, why don't we argue it over coffee? And they find they have a lot in common. And in the end, they get married, and they both adopt Miracle together. Wow. Unbelievable. So the lesson is, if you want to get married, care about the little parrots. You never know. Caring about that freezing cold little birdie, that Tzipira Gishlipin, might be the thing that's going to bring your salvation. You never know. Hashem should bless us to find a lot of miracles in our lives and be compassionate to a lot of parrots.